Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Well, hello, welcome to the best football show. I'm Brian Baldinger. It is Tuesday, November 11th. It's Veterans Day. Shout out to all the veterans, everybody that has served. Honestly, we probably aren't doing this show without your assistance and without your loyalty. So I appreciate everybody out there. I'm the son of a Marine myself. Been around the military for the good part of, the first third of my life. Very appreciative. Let's get to it. This is the best football show. It's Tuesday. And so let's have Tuesday's takeaways here. But before we get started, you can find this on your free Odyssey app. You can download that and you can like, subscribe, follow us on the best football show. You can follow me throughout all the social media platforms, posted a bunch of stuff from last night's game here today, a bunch of stuff kind of resonating with a lot of the viewers out there. But we have breaking – it's not breaking news. Yesterday, the Giants fired Brian Daboll, second coach fired this year. Mike Kafka, the offensive coordinator, play caller, will take over. A couple things. Just going back, we've seen them blow lead after lead this year. Dallas, Denver, 20-10, in Chicago, up in control of the game, under 6 minutes to go, calling quarterback runs one after another after your quarterback has been concussed, dinged, sent to the blue tent on second and six, with, 6 minutes to go, he's running a quarterback, lead, and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson strips him and he gets blasted. And he's basically, you can tell he's hurt. You can tell he's hurt. Now he goes back onto the field to start the next series, and then they take him out after a couple of plays. It's just, it looks bad because the kid can play. The kid, and I'm calling him Jackson Dart the kid, but I mean, Jackson, to me, in the right team with the right coach and the right personnel around him, I mean, I think he could be what we're watching from Drake May. Like, the guy is fearless. That being said, there's a couple things to me that have to be addressed about Brian Daboll. And nobody wants to see anybody fired. And I like Brian Daboll personally. I like him. I think he's a good football mind. Not everybody is a head coach. We've discovered that. He's had great success being a coordinator. But he fired, I don't know if fire is the right word. They had a meeting with Wink Martindale, who I think is a great defensive coordinator. Maybe he blitzes too much, perhaps, but he affects the other team's quarterback, won a national championship at Michigan. Right now, Brian Daboll is 5-22 without Wink Martindale. They went to the playoffs with Wink. He's 5-22. And so, and the problem with not just that is you just are not seeing player development. Tyrone Tracy hasn't gotten any better this year. Now, he's not playing as much, but he's not getting better. I don't know that Daniel Bellinger is getting better. I'm just pulling names out of that. Deontay Banks definitely isn't getting better. Brian Okereke looks like he's regressed. Dexter Lawrence looks like he's regressed. He didn't have a tackle the other day. Now, he did have a sack that got called back because of defensive penalty. And, you know, and they're blowing these leads badly. Like, we can all look at that throw on 3rd and 5 against Denver when you didn't need to be throwing it. It leads to an interception. I mean, just decision-making, player development. So Mike Kafka takes over. Mike Kafka was drafted by Andy Reid as a Philadelphia Eagle. He coached with Andy Reid. Like, I think he's learned, like, I think Andy wanted him to be a coach more than a player. He bounced around the league as a player. Andy had him. He went to with Dable to the New York Giants. He's taken over. I think Mike can learn things from Andy Reid about how to lead, how to prepare, how to get a team ready to play. Andy's as good as anybody that's done this business. So maybe he can lean on things that he's learned from Andy. Anybody that learns under Andy, they take prodigious notes. They keep a notebook, you know, short weeks, all these different things that Andy has incorporated that he brought with him from Green Bay that he continues to upgrade, and all the other coaches that have come out of that tree. So, sometimes it's a different voice. They certainly have their share of games coming up that, you know, like you'd like to see him compete. You know, we haven't seen Abdul Carter do a whole lot, although, you know, like Brian Burns has been amazing, but you'd like to see some of these young guys really come in. You'd like to see Jackson Dart get back and stay healthy the remainder of the season. Protect him. Don't put Daniel Bellinger one-on-one with Montez Sweat. Like, it's not smart. Like, he got his head taken off in the middle of Soldier Field with that. But as a guy that has played for a coach that got fired, I got Ron Meyer when I was in Indianapolis, was fired. Rick Venturi took over. He was the defensive coordinator. We still ended up 1-15. Did it make a difference that we heard a different voice in front of the room a little bit? It does. Different way of doing things, hearing different things. All that, it can make a difference. You know, we've seen a little spark when it's happened before, but it does give the Giants, presumably Joe Shane will still be here. We'll find out. But maybe a head coach, maybe a head start in the coaching carousel in trying to find the next guy. They've just gone through Shermer. They've gone through Joe Judge. You know, they've gone through all these coaches that were two-year coaches, and they blew them out, and they didn't want to do that with Dable. So they gave him a third year, even though they were terrible last year and collapsed. They didn't want to do it. John Mara and the staff, they did not want to fire Dable after 2 years, although it seemed like it was warranted. And so they gave him a third year. He didn't make it to the end. The Giants have to get this next coaching thing right. You look at the division right now. The New England Patriots, like I just saw the New England Patriots on Sunday and what Vrabel is doing and Josh McDaniels doing, how this team has been reconstituted. 30 new players, new coach. New GM, new play calling, new coordinator. And here's Drake May leading the league in quarterback ratings and winning 7 in a row. And they got it right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That's what they have to do.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to some takeaways here. Let's get to Drake May. I got to see Drake May live for the first time. And sometimes seeing guys live makes a difference versus watching him on tape or watching him on TV or whatever. I've known Drake since a quarterback collective camp in Indianapolis 5 or 6 years ago. Caleb Williams was there. Neusmeyer was there. I think Jaden Daniels was there. Drake May was there. In fact, I talked to Drake about it. On Sunday down the field before the game, I remember taking him into the film room and putting him through, okay, how do you attack cover two? What's your read on cover three? Like he was a sharp kid, very sharp kid, but watching him make that throw, and I'm sure you all saw the highlights, like it's 4th and 1 at the 1 with 3 seconds to go in the half. They're down 10-7. And he makes that throw to Diggs. Now Diggs makes a great catch, toe tap, but he gave him a chance. The deep shot to really put the game on ice to Mac Hollins was amazing. They played without their best deep ball receiver in Kayshon Boutte, but they got the ball. Mac Hollins took over. Like, the guy has incredible accuracy. Came in, you know, completing 75% of his passes, and he was at the top of the leaderboard with yards per attempt. The guy's a leader, and man, he can run an offense. Now, it helped that Travion Henderson had the two, explosive touchdown runs, two longest runs of the year for the Patriots, two longest runs that the Bucs had given up all year. They got explosive plays. They've gone to Buffalo and won. They've gone to Tampa and run. Like, they're in the driver's seat right now in the AFC East. Congratulations. Let's go to I watched the Bears comeback win against the Giants. They've won 5 out of the last 6 games. They're 6-3, and they're in the playoff picture. And it's really, like, to watch Caleb this year and Caleb last year, having a really good coordinator, a much improved offensive line, better help around him, the rookie tight end, Manungai, the rookie back, Luther Burden, like second year with the Dunze and DJ Moore, like all of a sudden the routine plays look routine. And there's a lot of them where he's hitting his back step and the ball's coming out. But when he does have to move, like he had Brian Burns draped all over him for his 12th sack. Shook him off on 3rd and 4, shook Brian Burns off and ran for 5 yards in first down. He had Kayvon Thibodeau draped all over him, shook him off, and then scrambled. He ran, on a a dual threat bootleg to his left, 17 yards for a huge touchdown in the game to make it 2017. The guy makes splash plays. He is strong. He is a strong runner, and he's a good thrower on the run. He hit Zacchaeus in the end zone off a scramble. It went through Zacchaeus's hands. Look, there's snow flurries out there. It's cold. It's windy. I saw him drop 4 balls. Like, his completion percentage should be higher. But Caleb has this team in contention at 6-3. A lot of football to be played. A lot of division games to be played. But he is improving. And that's what you want to see. First year coordinator, play caller, rebuilt offensive line. Like, he's it's still not, he's still not, you know, the top of the leaderboard when you're going to pick a quarterback, but you, the talent is starting to come through. Let's get to the Rams. The Rams are an amazing team. They're just well coached, you know, and they took the 49ers apart. They scored the first three drives, like, and they scored as easy as it was for Grant to go through Richmond. Like, it was just a knife through butter. Like, three drives, three touchdowns, 21-0 in the first less than 17 minutes of the game. And then you go back and you really study it. Yes, Davante Adams caught his ninth touchdown pass. He beat a safety one-on-one, okay? It was routine. Nacua catches, you know, a little bubble screen. He's in the end zone. All that happened. But they use four tight ends. It's a four tight end offense. There's Higbee, the starter. There's Colby Parkinson they picked up from Seattle free agency. There's Davis Allen, who is your F-back. He's everything. He's a fullback. He's a tight end. He's a lead back. And he caught a touchdown pass. There's the rookie Ferguson, who caught a big pass. There's a touchdown by Allen. I think it's Allen. Where they literally had a bunch formation with three tight ends. Like, you don't see these things. Like, Davis Allen, you know, is leading up on inside linebackers of D. Winters, you know, and the inside linebackers of the 49ers, and being the lead back for Blake Corum and for Kyron Williams. Like, the use of four tight ends is unique. And it's classic Sean McVay. Like, nobody else is doing this. Nobody. Three tight ends, 13 personnel is popular around the league. Nobody's using four. And in matchups, score touchdowns, it was impressive. Let's talk about a little bit about the game last night. To see Jalen Phillips start, I mean, he was the best defensive player on the field. Recovered a fumble, forced a sack, you know, forced another sack. Like, his pass rush ability to collapse a pocket, to win one-on-ones is excellent. You know, to have Nolan Smith healthy on the other side, to put Jalix Hunt now in a reserve role where he's better, here comes Jalen Phillips and he collapsed the pocket and Jordan Love is trying to get out and there's Jalix Hunt taking him for, a considerable loss, like 9 or 10 yards. The Eagles made other changes. You know, they started N'Kobe Dean at inside linebacker opposite of Zach Bond. And Jahad Campbell still played a lot, but he played a different type of – he still played off the ball inside. He played outside. What it's done is the addition of Jalen Phillips, the health of N'Kobe Dean, the return of Nolan Smith, it has created new packages for the Eagles. It could be packages to stop the run. It could be to apply more pressure, to blitz less. I feel like Vic Fangio right now is smiling. He's got everything it takes right now to be a top-level defense. I'm going to just remind you that when we get into the playoff stretch and we get to the playoffs, defense is still going to win these games. And so we saw it last night. You know, the Packers at home scored one touchdown. And Jalen Phillips played 47 plays, I believe, last night. He looked fantastic, really good. In fact, he looked as good last night as I've seen him in years, you know, watching him down in Miami. Feels like he's played for Vic in Miami. He knows the defense. He was outstanding. The other team that was outstanding is the team that the Rams are competing with, and that's the Seattle Seahawks. They're 7-2. They've won 4 games in a row, and they took the Arizona Cardinals apart. Like, literally, they scored 3 touchdowns and defensively scored 2 touchdowns. They scored 5 touchdowns in the first quarter and a half to go up 35-0. We haven't seen anything like that. You know, Trice Knight, the second-year inside linebacker, you know, literally forced 2 fumbles from Jacoby Brissett and Tank Lawrence, almost identical, picked the ball up off one hop and scored a touchdown. And in 4 possessions, it was 28-0. But what we've seen is also the addition of Rashid Shaheed. They had a package for him already. They already had a package. Clint Kubiak already had him on the field. You know, remember this now. Clint Kubiak had Rashid Shaheed in New Orleans last year. So he knows his speed. He knows his playmaking ability. He knows how to use him. So here he is on a fly sweep. Here he is on a hit screen. Here he is running the dig on a post dig on the touchdown to Jaxon Smith-Njigba, the opening touchdown of the game. And there's the safety in the middle of the field, Buda Baker, driving on Rashid Shaheed. And it left one-on-one with Jaxon Smith-Njigba. And there's nobody he can't beat one-on-one. And to Sam Darnold's credit, he laid it out there perfectly. They are a well-built team. Seattle and the Rams will compete for the division. I don't want to leave the 49ers out, but to see the losses that they've suffered defensively, like I feel like it's catching up to them. Where Seattle is healthy, the Rams are healthy, and we don't know, you know, who's going to be healthy, you know, the last eight games of the season or seven games of the season, whatever. But the stars haven't gone down. You know, there's on both teams. And so I feel like it's Seattle and the Rams competing right now for the NFC West supremacy. And that's what I see right now on Tuesday's takeaways here. I still have like four or five games to get to, so I'm not complete yet in what I have evaluated. Had some travel issues this past weekend, like a lot of people. So anyways, it kind of curtailed some time in the film room. But that's what I take away with right here on this Tuesday's takeaways. Look forward to Wisdom Wednesday tomorrow when I join you again. Thanks for joining me, everybody, on the Best Football Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.